Times of sun and clouds. It'll be humid and warm this afternoon. The high today, 86. Partly cloudy, humid, shower and a thunderstorm around late tonight, low 70. Partly sunny, breezy, humid day tomorrow, the high 93. And then tomorrow night, clear skies, low 74. Saturday, times of clouds and sun, breezy and humid, a strong afternoon thunderstorm possible. The high on Saturday near 91. I'm AccuWeather, Steve Williams.
It's 85 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
AM 560 and 93.3 FM, KWTO, Springfield. Keep watching the Ozarks.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin with you for the rest of the hour. And you can be here too at 862-9977, 800-375-0056, star 6. Two free medical consultations right here on the air from the original holistic clinic in the world. 862-9977, 800-375-0056, star 56. And of course, folks, every month is a month to be aware of your need to keep on hand Backcountry Natural Emu Oil, the most anti-inflammatory natural product on the market. That oil actually matches the actual phospholipid content of our own skin, allowing it to go right through the skin and penetrate to heal. It has pure emu oil. They have a lotion. And my favorite, of course, is their monster emu oil capsules loaded with omega-3s. You don't have to worry about having excess mercury in it, made right here in the Ozarks. They also have extreme emu pain relief cream, a dual-active icy hot botanical analgesic available at pharmacies and health food stores throughout the greater Ozarks. And you can ask us a question, make a comment at 862-9977, 800-375-0056, star 56. Meanwhile, if you want the greatest concentrate in food you can get, equal to almost four servings of Red Delicious apples, Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate, 2 tablespoons. Gives you the equivalent of eating 4 Red Delicious apples. 3,750 Orex antioxidants available in the produce department at real grocery stores. Lowers your cholesterol, anti-inflammatory, lowers your blood pressure, tastes smashingly good, and you will love it. Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Juice Concentrate in the grocery store of a real grocery store. 862-9977, 800-375-0056, star 56. And, of course, there is the best health food store in the greater Ozarks, Spring Valley Natural Foods, right there on South Glidstone, right next to FedEx office, loaded with all kinds of goodies and the wonderful service. You can get 30% off of books all year, 30% off on 2 or 3 lines of health food products, and, of course, they carry all of my goodies, Dr. Shealy's Essentials, Dr. Shealy's Youth Formula, Dr. Shealy's Magnesium Lotion and Spray, and, of course, the 5 Bliss Oils, the Egestrone Cream, and thousands of other goodies. That's the place where I shop, and you should, too. 862-9977, 800-375-0056, star 56. James, good afternoon.
James? Good afternoon, Doctor.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I'm wanting to get your input on a physiological change that I encountered or was done to me on a surgical trip through the Mercy system. And I am just trying to get your thinking on what therapeutic reason would be to remove one's pancreas.
Okay.
The only thing I can is cancer of the pancreas is the only thing I can say for removal, although maybe occasionally it could be such severe pancreatitis that it might happen.
That is a correct statement. Do you know your diagnosis, or if you want to share that? I don't know if that's confidential or not.
Well, the feeling was I would eat food and I'd quickly get nauseous.
I understand. But did they tell you what the name of the condition is? Because there are so many different things that happen.
I don't remember right now. But
they removed the pancreas, at any rate.
Yes.
Well, that...
And they had charged me with a felony before this. And I feel like, I don't know, maybe because of that or something, as I was recovering from this pancreas removal, I had a new problem, neuropathy.
Oh, yes. Well, that's not uncommon. Anytime you lose the ability to metabolize sugar, nerve damage is exquisitely common.
Mm-hmm. When you lose the ability to metabolize what?
Sugar. When you take out the pancreas, you've lost your primary control of sugar.
Okay, so what is the workaround for that? Because I guess now, with the after the surgery, I'm basically a different engine here. I need to adjust my diet, I'm thinking.
Well, it's not just your diet. I presume that they're going to put you on insulin.
And probably digestive enzymes.
Oh, yeah, and digestive enzymes, of course. No, basically, if they haven't suggested it, there are some good endocrinologists in this town. And in my opinion, the only person really competent to manage someone with your particular situation is an endocrinologist.
Where is your office here in Springfield or one?
Well, our office is right here on 2840 East Chestnut Expressway.
Okay.
But I will have to agree with Dr. Shealy. Without a primary endocrinologist's perspective, this is something that conventional medicine is actually very good at. At least the initial evaluation and suggestions and records and all that stuff.
Yes.
So this is complicated.
Yeah, I would definitely...
Well, which is exactly why I wanted to get it in early in your show today, so we could basically cover this. But is there a contact number for your East Chestnut office?
351-5221.
Okay.
If you do decide to make an appointment with us, I will highly suggest bringing whatever records that you do have.
Yeah,
and
especially
making,
your lab tests.
Making sure, absolutely, without any questions, what the diagnosis has been, in other words, that led to the surgery, because there is different things that have different consequences, There are other things, we would definitely want to work with an endocrinologist as well at the same time, or have you work with endocrinologist. So if you haven't established with them as well, this would be a must.
Okay. This East Chestnut office is called?
Shealy Soren Wellness Institute. Shealy Soren Wellness Institute.
Okay,
James. Blessings. Thanks for calling.
And we'll be listening. Carry on, Doc. And love to maybe hear from you when you're in town again.
Well, I'm in town most of the time.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
862-9977, 800-375-0056, *56. Tom, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for what you do there. Got three different questions. I'll be 60 a few months, a healthy 60, no health problems to really speak of. But there's three things that I want to ask you about. I have a lot of phlegm. Every few minutes I cough up a fairly clear phlegm, and I've done it for years. And I'm just curious if I should get that medically checked out. It doesn't seem to have any effects or anything. But maybe you would know what that would be an indication of.
Well, that's an indication of something wrong in your immune system. And so it does suggest the need to look at a broad metabolic panel, if you will.
So where would I go to, like, any test or something and get checked out?
We could, suggest what you could do, or you could come in and have a consultation, and we could be sure we're getting everything at the same time.
Okay. Okay. I'd be glad to do that.
Yeah. Let's. What are your other two questions? Let's see if they meet it all.
Okay. The other is I've had toe fungus for years. I'd like to get rid of that.
Oh, now that's a hard one, especially when it's going on for years. There are three possibilities. The simplest is to get Nixall, N-I-X-A-L-L, in a spray bottle and spray all of your toes, the toenails, morning and night.
Okay.
Not as complicated, but, well, actually more complex is to soak it in a mixture of bleach, much more complicated than the Nixall. And then, of course, regular old chest rub, you know, Vicks vapor rub type stuff. The menthol in that seems to help. So you could rub that on the toes twice a day. But you're talking about a 3 to 6 month process.
Right, right. It's so slow. That's the problem. You think you're gaining on it, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have a setback, and it's 6 months to grow it out again, you know. So pretty tough. The third thing is a lot of lack of energy, and I'm thinking maybe testosterone or something is replacement maybe.
Well, testosterone is certainly one possibility, but again, you're not on any medications, I presume?
Not at all.
Good. Then a thorough metabolic checkup where we look at your hormones, your chemistry, your CBC, that's the way we begin.
Okay.
And if your physical exam is otherwise normal, that'll tell us where we need to go.
Very well. Well, I'll get an appointment made then and come.
Yeah, I'd be happy to see you. And 351-351-5221.
Got it. Thanks, Dr. Shea.
Thanks for calling, Tom. 862-9977, 800-375-0056, *56.
And good to be here. I've been actually working quite a few weekends in the emergency room, including a few Thursdays, so I haven't been able to be here. But I do want to say that I do learn something every single time I leave for an emergency room assignment. You know, responsibility, accountability, self-care.
Conscientiousness.
I'll tell you, you know, and it's no. Don't let me actually, say, you know, let me actually say this accurately. There are accidents. There are things that happen. You know, there's, you know, there are emergencies, of course. But most of these emergencies, if you think about it, don't have to become emergencies if we take really good care of ourselves. If we make right decisions. If we're mindful. If we're careful.
Unequivocally, at least. Conservatively, 90% of all illnesses are the result of having one or many unhealthy habits.
That is correct.
If you take care of yourself every day of your life, you're not likely to have even an accident. Now, 80% of accidents, in fact, many years ago was demonstrated, are the result of, quote, carelessness, not paying proper attention. Mm. But if you do not smoke, that's at the top of my list still because it's the fastest, quickest way to kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep your body weight normal, and normal is a body mass index of 18 to 24, well over 70% of Americans are out above that level, almost nobody below that level. If you eat a minimum of 5 full servings of fruits and vegetables combined every day. Personally, I start every day now with 15 servings.
Oh, okay.
And if you exercise a minimum of 30 minutes 5 days a week, and you sleep a minimum of 7 to 8 hours out of every 24, you have a 98% chance of staying healthy. Mm. Not bad, folks. Not bad at all. Now, by the way, for people who don't like to move, well, I have a strong recommendation that you get a total body vibrator. For about $250, you can buy Confidence Fitness Total Body Vibrator right there on Google and just spend, hopefully, a minimum of 10 minutes a day, preferably 30 minutes a day, doing that and nothing else. You can help maintain your health. help you lose weight, help you relax, help you get rid of anxiety, and help your muscle, joints, and bones stay healthy. That's the least expensive, least time-consuming, easiest way to get exercise without having to work at it.
But there's nothing wrong with the work either, if you choose to partake.
Well, I mean, yeah. I get my 90 minutes every morning, and most weeks I get 2 to 6 hours of work in my garden as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's work itself as well.
But the ideal is just a minimum of 30 minutes 5 days a week.
So?
862-9977, 800-375-0056, star 56. Alvin, good afternoon.
Hi, Dr. Shealy. I have a question for you. If you were told that you lost your immune system and there's nothing that I can do to get it back, what would you have to say to that?
Well, I would say that's nonsense, because there are a number of supplements that can help. And in most people, intravenous vitamin C in very large doses, 10 to 20 doses of that, plus some beta-glucan and some regular vitamins and youth formula, will restore the immune system in a majority of people.
Okay, okay. Well, I know that I have this, it's our secretary, and she'd been sick a lot, been out a lot, been in the hospital a bunch. And anyway, I'd talked to her the other day, and she told me that they told her that she lost all of her immune system, and there just wasn't nothing they could do for her to get it back.
Well,
so I told her, I said, well, Thursday, I will, if Dr. Shealy's live, I'll get to talk to him and ask him what his opinion is.
Well, I would say Dr. Soren and I both agree on this particular program pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't need a very careful evaluation and a review of what chemical, biochemical tests she's had, but it is definitely worth pursuing.
Okay. I will tell her what you said and, see about her trying to come see you and everything.
Sounds great. She sounds like a secretary worth keeping. Thanks, Alvin.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056, star 6. Right now, open line Thursday. You can be here right now with Sergey and me. And, of course, well, you can be here for yourself, asking your questions, making your comments about everything, because it is all related to your health.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's, good to be here. Really good to be here. I don't get to be on the radio that often lately, have I? In other words, last couple of weeks I've been actually working quite a,
yes,
quite a bit, but... Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, you're saying. Yeah.
Well, it's good to have you here every day, anytime, everywhere.
And it's good to be here whenever possible.
But it's also good for you out there listening to have this opportunity to talk to both of us and get our opinion right now at no charge.
And the beauty of it, too, is that, not only is that just wellness, but you also get to have... a take from the emergency room doc as well, which is what I do. Whether you're interested in health and wellness or in something acute, happy to provide some general insight.
And I have to say, I sometimes have to email him or call him, or if he's present, ask him for help in a situation which is way beyond conventional comprehensive holistic medicine.
Which is not that often, by the way, but it does happen from time to time. Yeah.
So now is your turn. 862-9977, 800-375-0056, star 56. Shay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shimid. Two questions. I know you always say you do not use sunblock lotion.
No, under no circumstance. I haven't ever used sunblocker.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, I used... Well, I used to do PABA, PABA, 2,000 milligrams or 2 grams before, a half hour or more before I went out into the sun. And if I had to stay out more than 2 hours, I would take another two grams. Eventually, some years ago, I just converted to taking 30 milligrams of astaxanthin, A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. I take that every morning, and now I don't need to use the PABA to get ready for sun.
So PABA is a Is it like a pill? Is it like a supplement?
Yeah, it's a capsule. Yeah, you buy it at a health food store.
And if you want to do what you do, that every day, so you...
Well, I do it all year so that I'm always ready, if you will, for the sun. So I just... How much do you weigh?
The one that you said you took every, you take every day?
Well, tell me how much you weigh so I can help you.
I weighed about 117.
117, yep.
Then you need to take as much as I do. 30 milligrams, 30 milligrams of ASANTHAIN every day. Mm-hmm. Now take it for at least a week before you challenge the sun.
Yep. By the way, that's a mouthful to spell that. Good on you.
Well, I do it almost every day for someone. Mm. But it's so well worth doing.
I don't know how to say it, every day.
Yeah. Xanthin, yep. Every
day. It's good for all, it helps your immune system in many different ways.
It's good for skin, it's good for. Well, for many
all
things.
All kinds of things.
Yeah.
Okay, if you don't mind, if you give me the spelling, A-S-A-N.
A-S-A-N, as in Nancy. A-X-A-N-T, Asta, then A-S-A-N, A-T-H-I-N, Astaxanthin. A-S-A-N-T-H.
That's it.
My second question is for IBS. My son has been suffering from that for quite some time, and nothing seems to be helping.
Yep,
do you
IBS,
have any
yes.
Suggestion?
How old is he?
He's 20.
Well, that's a much more complex thing, and that requires, you know, really looking at his whole digestive system and anything else going on. But often with enzymes and the proper amount of probiotics, that can be brought under control as well.
Plus, I think we're talking about irritable bowel, not inflammatory, correct?
Yeah.
IBS. Yeah, so that that is intimately connected to actually also something called, you know, anxiety, depression, stress, lots of other things. So getting those under control can often pretty much do a lot for the condition as well.
No question. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well
it
worth.
It seems like actually kind of vice versa. Like when he gets out of stomach issues, which is almost all the time, then as a result he gets depressed and anxiety comes and lack of motivation.
Right. This requires a very comprehensive, holistic physician approach.
Oh, yeah.
This is not something you can handle over the phone. I would look to see if there, if somebody advertises it being a holistic physician in your area,
or
I would consult with them, or we do Skype or telephone consults as well.
We have more, or I shouldn't say more, but we have now lots of people coming in from out of town or calling in, so that's, you know, it's not a problem usually.
But it does require, like, over the Skype, you cannot provide what you provide.
We can make
suggestions for the proper test and follow through on those, yes.
Yeah, it's basically whatever we can talk about in the office, we can generally cover over Skype. You know, most things can be done.
Okay. So in one of your shows, you did talk, especially for this particular issue, something which was like GRH something.
Oh, GR8 Dophilus. GR8 Dophilus. That's my favorite probiotic. There are others as well.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's a probiotic. All right. So maybe I'll just schedule a phone or a Skype consultation.
That would be great. Thank you, Shay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes. And we'll be right back after this brief break.
From the Ozarks News Network, this is your 2:30 report. Thieves have stolen more than $50,000 worth of equipment from the Lebanon Rural Fire District. Fire Chief Philip Pitts says the thieves took extraction tools, air packs, a thermal imaging camera, and other items from the station on Highway 32. Pitts says the theft occurred sometime between June 13th and 16th. If you plan to get a medical marijuana card, you probably won't be able to buy a gun. Marijuana is still illegal under federal law, and that means federally licensed gun dealers are not allowed to sell to medical marijuana patients. Criminal defense attorney Adam Woody says the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has banned the sale of guns to people who have medical marijuana permits or prescriptions. And Mercy Hospital in Springfield has announced layoffs. Hospital officials have not confirmed yet how many people are being laid off, but say it's less than 1% of the staff. Mercy officials say the layoffs are due to reduced reimbursement for services, including payments from Medicare and Medicaid. From the Ozarks News Network, I'm Arlen Summers.
Join the Springfield Radio Travel Club on Saturday, July 20th on a trip to Branson. We'll start our day with the amazing Harmonies of Six at the Hughes Brothers Theater. Have dinner at Fall Creek Steak and Catfish House and end our day at the Hughes Brothers Music Show. Cost is just $75 for both shows, dinner and transportation. Call 417-862-3751 to reserve your seat today. That's 862-3751. Or click on the Travel Club tab at radiospringfield.com for more information.
I'm Jason Worth, the editor of Ozarks Independent, and now the new host of Morning Line on KWTO. Join us weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m. as we talk about the issues that matter to our community and celebrate the things that are the best of the Ozarks. KWTO stands for Keep Watching the Ozarks, and that's what we're going to do on Morning Line, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. on 560 AM, 93.3 FM, KWTO.
Times of clouds and sun, humid and warmer this afternoon. The high today, 86. Partly cloudy, humid tonight, shower and thunderstorm late, low 70. Partly sunny, breezy, humid day tomorrow, the high 93. And then tomorrow night, clear and warm, low 74. Breezy and humid, times of clouds and sun. A strong afternoon thunderstorm on Saturday, the high at 91. I'm AccuWeather's Steve Williams.
It's 85 degrees at AM 560 KWTO.
And it is Dr. Norman Shealy and Dr. Sergey Sorin with you at 862-9977, 800-375-0056, star for 6. Michael, thanks for waiting.
Yeah, Dr. Shealy, I sure do appreciate your show. I was wondering if you could kind of help me understand why our government officials are so adamant about poisoning us with fluoride.
Well, I wish I knew that. To me, they're part of the evil empire, Michael. That's the closest thing I can say. Fluoride is undoubtedly the single greatest detriment to our health of any one item. It combined over a lifetime is far worse than, well, depression and anxiety, eating junk, etc. It is poison, it is poison, it is poison, and it is killing us. If they don't get it out of the water within 20 years, there won't be any more babies.
I know here in Springfield, the city water is so bad with the chlorine, you can't even drink it unless you filter it. That's just the chlorine, not to mention the fluoride. Is there a particular type of filtration that can help remove the fluoride?
You know, you can buy the total house thing, and that costs about $900 or $1,000. But you can buy a Berkey, which is a stainless steel gallon, roughly, filtered supply. That's what we use at the clinic. And the Berkey filter seems to work extremely well. The taste is normal, etc.
And do they have those at, like, Spring Valley? Or
no, you'll have to order those almost certainly online.
Online, and it's called a Berkey?
B-E-R-K-E-Y.
Okay, great. Well, listen, I even took my, years ago, took my children off of fluoride toothpaste.
Good.
Because of your show, and it is very difficult to find a non-fluoride toothpaste, but they do have it at Spring Valley.
Yes, and I've been on that. Actually, I've been on non-fluoride toothpaste for 60 years.
Well, thank you again. I sure do appreciate your show.
Blessings. Thanks for calling.
862-9977-800-375-0056,
star 56. Jim, good afternoon. How are Minneapolis these days?
Yeah, not too bad, Dr. Shealy. It's a little bit of a mist today, not too rainy, but hey, I was wondering what you could do for my scalp itches so bad, and it's like little pimples on the hair follicles. I call them papillae. They're real small, but when they itch, then I take my fingernail and just scratch, and it comes comes off. It's kind of like a scab, and a tiny scab, but itches. I don't know what to do.
Have you tried Selsun shampoo? That's at the top of my list.
Which one?
Selsun, S-E-L-S-U-N.
No, I've never tried that.
That's where I would start with this kind of thing. Now, if that doesn't work, then what I would do is soak your hair in castor oil and put some kind of cap on that you can wear all night and shampoo it in the morning.
Oh, okay. And then the other thing I was wondering, what else? I got some Nitro Extreme from you, and it's working good, but if I forget to take it someday, I was wondering what else I can eat that will help nitric oxide increase.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 70.
Yeah, unfortunately, beets and the ordinary things that we convert to nitrous oxide don't work after age 50 or 60.
Don't they?
And so Nitro Extreme is the single best.
Okay.
And, you know, it's so safe. If you need to, you can take two or even three squirts a day instead of one twice a day.
Yeah, but the bottle's so small that...
it lasts about a month.
Yeah. Do they make a bigger bottle or anything?
No, I would just order two bottles to have one on hand because I always keep a spare.
Do you? Okay, and then the last thing would be the progesterone cream. I was wondering what the ingredients are in that.
Well, it is a manufactured normal progesterone. I believe that it's made out of some type of yam, but the bottom line is it's now natural progesterone. It's the one that Dr. John Lee, who's the great-grandfather of progesterone therapy, it's made by the company that made it for him.
Oh, and that's also called eugesterone cream?
Yeah, that's our brand, yes, that we have made at the best company in the world.
It is?
Yep.
Wow, they make it right in Springfield?
Well, no, we order it from, I think it comes from someplace in Georgia.
Oh, does it?
But okay, they make it for us.
Fantastic. Hey, I appreciate your help.
Hey, thank you for calling. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056, *56, Roger. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Glad the sun's out. My question is concerning handshaking. Mm-hmm. Part two is what are the introductory symptoms of Parkinson's?
Well, it often is. I mean, but there's also something called benign essential tremor. Well, Parkinsonism is more common as after age 60 or so. And there, if it is the early signs of that, there are some nutritional things that can help, and also a combination of using once a day Earth Bliss and Crystal Bliss. They're two essential oils that are rubbed onto this 13, in each case, different acupuncture points. It takes you 30 seconds to do each of them. And I've often seen that tremor go away or cut down markedly within a week.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling. Let us know how it works.
Thank you.
Goodbye. 862-9977, 800-375-0056, *56. Numbers to call right now. Wendell, good afternoon.
Hello, Dr. Shealy. I just got a call from my GP talking about, or said my PSA was up to 10 and wanted me to see a urologist. What do you think about that? I'm thinking he won't do anything about it, so is there a point?
Well, you know, theoretically, here's a place where the old-fashioned prostate exam will tell you if there's a lump or a hard spot like a stone in the prostate. If there is, that is a strong suspicion of cancer of the prostate. If it's just an enlargement of the prostate, then there are several things that I think can be done to help cut it down, but I wouldn't ignore it. Now, I would say that conservatively, 95% of the time, an elevated PSA, it is not cancer. It is just, if you will, an infection in the prostate or benign prostatic hypertrophy.
okay, I've been here before. He took a biopsy once, and it showed inconclusive. It didn't make me give me ED.
Yeah.
But I mean, it wasn't cancerous before. I don't know. I just
yeah.
Like,
now, do you take salt palmetto?
Sometimes.
Well, in my opinion, you should be taking it 2 or 3 times every day.
Okay.
And Pygium.
Yeah, that one I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's 50 milligrams twice a day for Pygium. And there are some other products. Do you have any trouble emptying your bladder? Or do you have to get up
no,
a lot?
No, I'm doing all right with that.
Okay.
I did read DIM.
That's good in many respects because it cuts down on the conversion of testosterone to estrogen. And men don't need estrogen.
Yeah, I've had others tell me I needed the testosterone, and my urologist says, no, your BSA is too high.
Well, there are other things you can do to raise your DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone, that help the whole body.
Progesterone?
No. Well, natural progesterone, Dr. Sheely's youth formula, magnesium lotion, and Fire Bliss. Those are the 4 things that will help raise your DHEA naturally.
Okay. I'm just barely familiar with some of those. Okay. So you'd recommend going to see him. What else would you recommend?
Well, I would definitely, personally, take the DIM, the salt palmetto, the Pygium, and see what happens.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that. I appreciate your help. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. 862-9977, 800-375-0056, *56. Carol, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I was just wondering if there is anything natural you can take to help eczema.
Well, now that's a big one because, again, now we're dealing with the immune system again. And so you have
to... Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that's a problem with, you know, a weak immune system. So there are many, many, many things that can be done. I would want to check out your hemoglobin A1C. I'd want to check out your high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, as well as a normal metabolic panel, et cetera.
So need several tests. I went to 3 doctors before I was actually diagnosed with it.
Right.
And I've tried 3 different lotions, and then the last doctor told me to get L-histidine.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and I'm
to me, there's no lotion in the world that will be of much value here.
Okay.
And I would definitely not use a steroid ointment or cream on kind of thing. But
that's what they've given me.
You really do need to look at your immune system very intensely.
Okay. So I need to make an appointment and come in, huh?
I would think that would be a great idea, Carol.
The regular doctor didn't even suggest that, so...
Well, I'd be happy to look at you. You make a focused appointment, and then we'll order all the tests and then find out where we need to go.
Okay. Well, that's good to know because it's the first time I've had it, and I'm a senior, and I didn't know if it ran in families or what, but it started out just looked like little bites here and there, and then they got to be big, big sores.
And that gets to be quite annoying after a while.
Yes, it was quite annoying, and I went to several doctors before even one told me that's what it was.
Right. Well, let's get to the bottom of it.
Yes, that would be great. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Carol. 862-9977, 800-375-0056, *56. Michelle, good afternoon.
Hi, Dr. Sheely. I spoke with you last week about the essential tremors, and I've gotten the Earth Bliss and the Crystal Bliss.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to make sure I got the, and I've looked on your website exactly where to put it. But I want to make sure I'm putting enough, and do I, like, massage it in the circle, or do I dab it, or
no, just,
how do I administer
okay,
it?
Okay, just push the little roller button into the point, just push it in moderately firm, and turn it to the right, and then move on.
Okay, so just boom, and then go to the next spot.
That's it, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, let us know what happens in another week.
I will. I sure will.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
862-9977, 800-375-0056, star for six right now. Open line Thursday.
And back to general health. I guess, what would you say is the, well, so you got the habits covered, right? So the person is working on their lifestyle, the diet, the nutrition, the exercise. And this is the right time to work on this, actually, by the way. The weather is nice. It's good to do things outside. It's enjoy yourself. Of course, trying, you know, getting enough sleep, working with the stress. Let's talk about stress.
Well, stress of one kind or another. Physical stress, rare. Inactivity is actually more stressful than being active.
That's right, yeah.
Worry, fear. The number one cause of everything is fear. Fear of death, fear of being an invalid, fear of being in poverty, fear of the loss of love, fear that one has been abused or neglected in some way. And then why did God allow this to happen? Oh, those are the fears. And the reaction to that is anxiety, anger, guilt, and depression. And all of those have to be dealt with as early and as possible.
Mm-hmm. And we have Dan. How are you?
Good afternoon, Dan. What's up?
Hello, Dr. Seeley. I want to ask you a question. I'm on Eliquis. I'm the same age you are.
Mm-hmm. And also 87, right? Okay. Eliquis is a blood thinner, right?
Yeah, I started taking it in January.
Okay, but, and?
Well, I was wondering about some of the supplements for high blood pressure. You see a lot of stuff on the internet at different health food stores.
Okay, yeah, the supplements for the blood pressure. Very easy, actually. This is Dr. Sergey, by the way, Sergey Sorin. I would say first and foremost, especially if you're over 50, Nitro Extreme.
Yeah, Nitro Extreme is the single best, easiest, simplest way to do it. You just take a squirt, 15 drops twice a day, or if necessary, two squirts twice a day. That works beautifully in 70% of people, no negative effects. And if that works, that's all you need. If it doesn't work, then there are other things that we can add, but you want to go slowly.
Yeah. Well, I tell you to stay away from certain foods with the blood thinner, like Eliquis.
Yes.
K2, Kale, and stuff like that, you know.
Right. I realize that you can't overdose on vitamin K2, but there are other things you can do.
Yeah. How about the stuff that has
nitric oxide. Well, that's the best source of that is Nitro Extreme. Now, L-arginine does not work after age 50 or so. So it's a waste of money to even take it.
Yeah, it was advertised to do some things.
Yeah.
So you have the Nitric Extreme?
Oh, yes.
Up there.
Right there in the clinic.
I know Spring Valley, I thought you used to hear it, but I would check with them.
Yep.
So you've got it. I know the first time I checked on it, it was kind of expensive, it seemed like.
Well, you know, for what you get out of it compared to anything else, I think it's a relative bargain because it doesn't carry any negativity, no negative side effects. And it helps your energy as well as lowering your blood pressure.
I may have to try that then. Okay. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you.
Thanks for calling, Dan. 862-9977-800-375-0056, star for six. Carolyn, good afternoon.
Hello, Dr. Seeley. I actually have lost a lot of my hair. It's just in the front, around the top and the sides. I don't know what to do. I've been to doctor, and I've got a cortisone cream. Of course, you know, he said it would not make my hair come back, but it would keep me from losing more. Do you have any suggestions?
I think cortisone cream sucks. There's no way in the world I would put that for hair loss. I consider that, poison almost for your problem. Now, what is your oral temperature?
I never have a fever.
No, no, I'm not looking for a fever. I want to know if your temperature is 98.6 when you've been out of bed 3 hours.
Yes, yes.
If it is, it's not hypothyroidism then, if your temperature is truly 98.6. Then you have to look at the hormonal system, and it sounds to me as if you have a problem with too much testosterone and not enough estrogen.
Okay. My scalp is real, real pink. Almost red.
The scalp is pink. Okay, so basically there could be several things can be happening. It can be systemic and can be localized to the to the scalp and the hair, or could be a manifestation, or in other words, the hair is a truly representation of what the process is happening inside the body as well.
And again, if the scalp is pink, it suggests the immune system is out of balance.
I would say certainly so. I would, even at this point, let's say if you were to come in to be seen, what we would do, for example, is we would certainly do a thorough intake history examination and get a panel of for evaluation, for including for the thyroid, including for metabolic and hormonal and otherwise. And if something is off, maybe that's worth correcting. I mean, that's not maybe. It certainly is worth correcting. Right. Let me rephrase that. If something is not right, then it's good to take care of that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think it needs to go way beyond cortisone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your address?
2840 East Chestnut Expressway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
351-5221.
351. Okay. I will get an appointment.
Thank you, Carolyn. See you then.
Thank you. Bye.
862-9977, 800-375-0056, *56. Right now, open line Thursday.
And speaking of conventional healthcare system, I'll tell you, one benefit of being out of the emergency room, for at least the amount that I've been lately, is you get to see all kinds of pathology, and not just pathology with the humans, but pathology of the medical system.
Well, yeah.
Although Dr. Shealy is probably well more familiar with that over 5 decades plus.
Well, again, if you have an acute illness, conventional medicine is pretty good. If it's a chronic illness, and that to me, if it's gone over... After 6 weeks, I begin to question the conventional system.
Yes.
After 3 months, there ain't nothing in the conventional system that I would allow in my body. 862-9977, 800-375-0056, *56. Derek, good afternoon.
Hi, how you doing today?
Wonderful. What's up?
Just a bladder. I can't get through the night without having to get up 2 or 3 times.
How old are you, Derek?
55.
Yep. After the age of 50, certainly prostate is a
common
factor. Yeah.
Yeah. It most often it's benign prostatic hypertrophy. There is a product called UVA, URSI. That's my favorite over-the-counter pill for an irritable bladder. Now, there are many other things that are possibilities. And obviously, one might want to have, if you haven't had a physical exam of the prostate to know whether it is benign prostatic hypertrophy, that's worthwhile, and a PSA is worthwhile. But if you just want to try to cure it, if it doesn't make a difference in a week, your C is not the answer.
Okay, spell one more time, please.
UVA-URSI. It's a little capsule. You take it twice a day.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Okay, Jane, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Dr. Shealy. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to.
I fell on ice about 10 years ago and lit on my elbow and jammed my shoulder.
Oh, dear.
I had help from it, but I have this big place on my elbow, and it was diagnosed as a Baker's cyst on the elbow because I lit on that elbow.
Yes.
Is there anything I can do?
If it truly is a Baker's cyst, that's a surgical procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If it truly is a cyst, I would think an orthopedist should take it off.
Okay. Well, that's what I was told,
yeah.
That's what it is. So, okay. Well,
and,
I didn't
and,
know
you
if
know,
that...
And that's a pretty good surgical procedure, by the way. This is, again, this is an acute problem. And in general, this is one where I like conventional medicine.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for your help then.
Hey,
okay.
Thank you for calling. And that's okay. Why we're here.
Okay. All righty. Bye.
And folks, you know, that's why the Sheely Sorin Wellness Institute exists, to offer help to people where conventional medicine isn't the answer. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here. 351-5221. And sign up for my free email newsletter. Just go to normsheely.com, and it's still there. You can have a free book, 90 Days of Self-Health, or a free autogenic feedback focus MP3. And, you know, it's so much worthwhile to have those. They can help you immensely. And every week you'll get one or two of my freebie email newsletters or podcasts or something like that. So take care of yourself. And until next week, have a good one.
These legal fees coming in, everything changed for me. I only had a couple drinks, so I thought I could drive. Right before I got home, I saw the flashing lights behind me. I knew at that point I messed up. I'm a good kid. I have good grades, part of all these clubs and activities. You're not invincible. If you decide to drink and drive, everything that happened to me can happen to you, or worse.
This message is brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety.
Act of portrayal based on real events.
Springfield Cardinal Baseball at Hammonds Field is the perfect place for great family fun this summer. Make sure to buy your tickets for these upcoming games and promotions. On Thursday, June 27th, come out for the American National Jack Flaherty Bobblehead Giveaway. Then on Saturday, June 29th, it's the Mercy Navy Dry Fit Polo Giveaway. Join us every Tuesday for Great Southern Bank's Dollar Dog Days with $1 hot dogs all game long. For tickets and more information, visit springfieldcardinals.com.
Forest State Stockyard in Exeter, Missouri is now open on Tuesday beginning at 10 a.m. with feeder calves, followed by whey cows and bulls. Then at 6 p.m. that night, we sell bred cows and pairs. Call 417-835-3000 for further information. And don't forget about our goat, sheep, and pig sale, second Friday of each month beginning at 6 p.m. We look forward to seeing you, so call 417-835-3000 or go to ForestStateStockyards.com for more information. Thank you. Good day.
Hi, this is John Marion with John Marion Custom Homes. Have you ever thought of building a new home or even remodeling? Please tune in to Raising the Roof with John Marion this Friday at 2 to hear our discussion with industry experts. Our discussions will always be informative and entertaining. We look forward to you joining Raising the Roof with John Marion this Friday at 2 on KWTO 560 and FM 93.3.
It's the 20th annual institutional piano sale at Piano Craft. This year's sale includes well over 100 pianos from universities, schools, churches, and even private owners. Grand, upright, and digital pianos from famous makers. There's even financing and delivery available. Our most anticipated sale happens only once a year, and it's going on now. Piano Craft's 20th annual institutional piano sale. Don't miss it. Piano Craft behind Red Lobster.
A clean building says you take pride in your business. That's why you should step up to the pros at Quality Clean, your local cleaning expert since 2003. All Quality Clean employees go through a background check and drug screening and wear uniforms. Quality Clean cleans everything from banks to medical facilities to schools. Check out the new website, myqualityclean.com, myqualityclean.com, or call 833-4250.
Clean up your business with Quality Clean.
KWTO!